I've built a $5 million software company, coaching business that basically runs itself. I have an incredible team that love being here, basically no turnover. And all I have to do is show up for 90 minutes each week and for my coaching call. And then there's like maybe 3 to 4 hours of other stuff, like syncing up with my admin team, all hands with the team, etc., that I have to show up for every week if I want to, or we can just skip it and it'll be fine. So I've got all the freedom in the world. I've retired my wife from working, like over 10 years ago. I'm in great health. I feel better than ever. And yet, despite all of that, for a long time, I felt like I hadn't made it. I felt like I wasn't there. I felt like I wasn't good enough. I felt like I did something wrong. Like that I needed to be further along, that like, oh, look at these other people. They've achieved more money, revenue, recognition, fame, whatever, than me. And I'm like, crap, like that's that's dumb. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, well, like I have all this success, but I don't feel successful. And I think a lot of people feel that way. And it really started shift for me, well, let me say, because of this, I kept seeking out coaching programs and masterminds and mentors and books and consultants and all of the things to like try to like do more, always doing more and more and more because I wasn't there. I'm not there, it's not enough. I'm not good enough. I did it wrong. And that whole striving is so hard. Like maybe you can relate, right? That you've been just trying to push through for so long on this. And it's not budging, or it's just hard. It's just a grind. And that was me. And it really started to shift when a mentor said, look, you're still trying to achieve something because deep down you're afraid you're nothing. I'm like, huh, wait, what are you saying? Like what he was saying is that I was trying to run away from the feeling that I wasn't enough. That there's something wrong with me. I wasn't good enough. I did something wrong. Like all of this self-judgment, I was trying to achieve with strategies so I wouldn't feel that. And that will never work. It will never work, but it will cost you a lot of money and a lot of time trying to make that happen. It will never work. Because it's a lie. It's a lie that you're not where you're supposed to be. It's a lie that you're behind. It's a lie that you're not there yet. It's a lie that you did something wrong. It's a lie that there's something wrong with you, that you're bad. It's a lie that you're not going to be okay in the future. All of those are lies. Lies that most entrepreneurs tell themselves. And when he first said it, it was like, it took a minute to sink in. And then over the next week or so, I just felt so sad and depressed because like, well, you're robbing me of my, I'm just dumb that like this thing was gonna make it so that I was gonna finally unlock me so I could start achieving, so I could get all the things that I thought I needed to feel good enough. And now you're telling me, you're telling me that like I will never be good enough and that this strategy is not gonna do it. I'm like, it was really hard. It was really depressing. But it's also really beautiful because the truth is that it's a lie. You're already enough. You're already there. You've already arrived. You're here on this planet right now. There's nothing you need to do to prove your existence. There's nothing that you need to do to earn it, to be worth it. That was one of my stories. Like I had to be this massive billionaire success or I shouldn't have the right to breathe the air. I shouldn't have the right to exist, to take up space. Like how crazy is that? If life didn't want me here, I wouldn't be here. Of course life wants me here. There's a reason I'm here. There's something I gotta do. Something I have to give. The same is true with you. There's a reason you're here. There's some energy transmission that you're here to give. And so once this started opening, I started to look for all the lies that were running my world. And what I realized was that the strategies were never the issue. It was always, even like the healing was never the issue. It wasn't about like heal all my childhood issues and like get my chakras aligned and get all of that stuff. No, it's not about that. It's about recognizing that all of that is built on the lie that I'm not enough. I did it wrong. There's somewhere to get to. and so on. And it all culminated for me on a trip to Como recently, where I saw, you know what, like the people that I really admire and look up to are people that are just full of themselves, not in like a bad way, not in an arrogant way necessarily, though some of them are, but more of like, they just freaking love who they are. They're just so them. It's not even a question. And that quality is so attractive. And I realized you can't have that quality founded in anything external. It can't be like, oh, I'm the hottest shit ever because I made $1 million or $100 million or $1 billion. Because there's always someone else who's made more, right? Like, you're like, I'm the shit because I made $100 million. Like, here's Elon Musk. And you're like, sure. Slow clap, right? So I heard Ed Milet tell the story of how, you know, he's worth $500 million and he's like very proud of himself. And then he goes running with his neighbor, whose name is Phil Knight, who founded Nike. And this guy is worth $50 billion. So it's like, if you think that your sense of self-worth is because of how much money you made, there's always going to be someone who's made more. Even if you're Elon Musk, realize that the sovereign wealth fund of UAE or Saudi Arabia or whatnot are way bigger than that. Like, way bigger than whatever his wealth is. So there's always another level. Doesn't work. The shift is that you have to be so freaking hot for yourself just because you exist. And that energy is really attractive. That you're awesome just because you are. Not because you achieved anything, not because you're doing anything for anyone, just because you are. Because that's the truth. Because you're brilliant. You're absolutely brilliant. You're a unique, beautiful, brilliant human being. There's never, in the history of humans in the world, on this planet, there's never existed one just like you. Hasn't happened. And it will never happen. There's been someone like 140 billion people on this planet throughout all the years that the humans have walked this earth. And not one of them has been just like you. Not a single one. Not a single one. So whatever that energy is that is you here on this earth at this time is unique and special and precious, and nobody will ever have that energy ever again. So fucking love it. Fucking claim it. Fucking own it. Embrace it. You know? Share it. Like, transmit it to people. They want that. But in order to do that, we got to clear the mind bugs that say, I'm nothing and I'm not worthy. I'm not valuable. I'm small. Like, da, da, da. And I've done all of that. We got to clear them so that it can come through, right? And for me, when as this really landed and these different mind bugs that I've like pulled apart for the last, I'd say like year and a half of really pulling all these threads, and it culminated with this trip to Como recently, like all of a sudden, like everything just started to click into place. I've been building my software company, Simplera, for 16 years. It was founded officially, first check-in, first line of code was May 11, 2009. It's over 16 years now. And now, as of like 2 weeks ago, I know what the, actually, screw that, 1 week ago, I know what the F I'm doing. It's taken me 16 years to actually know what I'm doing. And it wasn't like, it's not like I haven't known what I was doing the whole time, but now I'm like, this is it. Like, this is my moment. Like, this is the positioning. For the entire 16 years, I didn't really know, like, what is my position in the marketplace? And one of the things was like, well, how can I claim a position in the marketplace when there's fundamentally a mind bug that says I shouldn't exist? I shouldn't take up space. How can I do that? Yeah, of course I can't. Right? I have to. So then I'd be like, oh, they have that one. It's like, oh, they have that one. It's like, oh, I'll just squeeze in this little corner over here and, like, try to not attract too much attention. Because, like, there was another mind bug, like visibility equals hurt. People see me and then they respond to me and then they hurt me and I feel hurt and like feel misunderstood and like all these things. All of that stuff is mind bugs that got to be cleared. You don't got to do anything, but if you want to live that full transmission, we got to clear all of those mind bugs. And so now it was like, it really landed for me. Like, what people want is the transmission. I always thought that my value was in doing something for people. Oh, I can make them feel good. I can help them achieve. I can make software for them. I can make cook food for them. I can play music for them. Like, that was my value. And really landing, like, no, none of that stuff is my value. My value has nothing to do with what I do or what I've created, what I've achieved, any external circumstances, nothing to do with that. My value is just because I exist. My value is. My value is. And now what I'm seeing is that, oh, what we're doing with AI and Simplero is next. Nobody else is doing anything like what we're doing with AI. With AI in Simplero. Very few people are doing what I'm doing with AI for self-coaching, using the coaches that I work with. Put that together, and that's an incredible technology, and a technology that allows people to unlock human potential, human creative life force at a level never before seen in the history of planet Earth. It's amazing, and we are at the forefront of that. Like, but that technology didn't exist 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 16 years ago. So technology had to catch up. And then what I'm doing now with my coaching is really hone in on that transmission that you are, because that's the work that I've been doing for so many years now, is like get really clear on what is that transmission that I am, and really claim it and really own it and just be it. And the two taken together is the perfect mix, because in a way, in a world of AI, what people want is a human being to follow. We still want connection, we still want humans, but we can use the LLM to answer a bunch of things that before we needed humans for, but we still want that person to follow, to lead, to trust, to guide us. We want that. And so now I can provide the software that allows individuals to self-coach using their coaches in between sessions. It can allow coaches to transmit their transmission and make that available and have their coaching and their transmission compound, their content compound in between sessions. And I can provide the coaching to those coaches to really hone in on and really fully claim and embody and express that essence that they are. And so you can see how like everything clicks together, and it only took me 16 years to get here. So if you feel like you're behind, like screw that. There's no behind. There's just you are where you are. You're at the perfect spot for where you need to be right now. And everything in your mind has created that world that you live right now. That's how powerful you are. Like, you're the powerful creator of your own reality, your own experience. So everything that you are experiencing in your life right now, you create it. And once you recognize that, you realize, oh, then I can create something else. If you want to create something else, totally do it. Go do it, right? Once you realize that you're the author of everything, it's like, well, what direction do I want to put my nuzzle in? And what do I need to shift in here so that it authors the thing that I want? So the truth is that you don't need another blueprint, another strategy, another system. You just need to clean your signal. Because the fact is that you are the product. You are the product that people want. Like, you, your essence, your energy, that's the thing. It's not the, like, oh, your strategy, your techniques and all that stuff. Those are helpful. They need to be there to talk to their logical brain. But on an emotional level, you are the product. That's what draws people in. That's what they really want, right? Your essence is the leverage. And so that's what I transmit. That's what I help people with. That's what they feel when they come into my orbit. You know, I have a client that joined my coaching program just a little while ago, and like, within 30 days, she's already made her first 15K directly attributable to what we were doing. And like the mind bug zapping that happens there and the simple strategies that we work with. I had another one who came into my coaching, and she was literally in food stamps and she hadn't made any money in so long. And within the first month, she'd made $1,500. She's never done that before in her life. And now she's crushing it out there. And then we have other people who come in, who are already doing great, and then increase and simplify the business, takes the stress out of it, saves a bunch of time in their calendar, and just like, oh, relax about it while their revenue is growing, working less. And then there's space enough for them to start healing some of their deepest trauma, like the deepest wounding, the deepest mind bugs that are linked to pain, that say things like, it's all up to me and I'm alone and I got to do this, and like, makes people tight, and like, now able to open up and get support from her husband and from her team, be able to be supported by team. All of this, that's the kind of magic that happens when I coach people. So if this is something that sounds interesting for you, I hit me up, DM me, recode, email me, recode, whichever channel you have me on, Instagram, email calvin@simplero.com. It's very easy. Just write me and say, hey, tell me about Recode, and I'll send you over the info. But that's the magic that we do. If you're just starting out, go check out Simplero, and we have another program for people who are like below 10K a month, because that we want to, in Recode, we want people who are already doing something. But it's remarkable. I honestly think that every single entrepreneur should be there. Every single entrepreneur will benefit from that, because there's like, if you're already making 10K a month, like, or 100K a month, or a million a month, or 2 million, 10 million a month, like, such a little shift can mean so much. It very easily pays off. And I'll tell you one thing that I do that most coaches, or not most coaches, but many coaches don't, is that it's always like, it's always a live transmission. Like, I live this work. Like, every day, I'm clearing mind bugs, I'm having insights and realizations, I'm shifting something, like, constantly. It's just the way that I live now. Because if everything in my life is a reflection of what's going on in here, aside, let's look at that, and then be like, always do these subtle rewirings, and sometimes we need to go back over old territory again, because the brain is plastic, but it needs repetition. Whereas many big names out there, they'll use the same stories, the same metaphors, tell the same shit today that they did 30 years ago. That's not how I operate. I'm always upgrading, and I'm always sharing and transmitting from that upgrade. So it's like, whatever level you're at, there's gonna continue to be more and more and more upgrades happening for me, for all of us. And that's what we do in Recode. So check it out, hit me up, we can see if you're fit, and then I'd love to make some magic with you. It could be really fun and profitable too. Love you. See you. Bye.